Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started, so you got plenty of time to call us, plenty of, we got about 4 hours, so definitely have some time. But like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do everything we can to help you out with the garden. It was a rainy start to the day yesterday. There were parts where it was like, whoa, this is intense rain. And then the sun came out. And it was gorgeous out and easy to work outside. So hopefully you got to take advantage of part of that. It was a nice second half of the day, right? We had some nice warm weather the past few days, added with some rain, which has been good, continuing to water our plants until really the ground freezes, right? And we got more rain today. Which is, hey, that's fine, right? We need the rain, get us ready for winter, get our plants ready for winter, right? Our plants want to be watered all the way till the ground freezes. And so this is free water for us, and something we don't have to worry about and continue to do. So it's a good thing to have, definitely is. But we can still be working out in the garden cleaning. I know yesterday I was out there moving some stuff around, trying to clean up, trying to get some things done before, you know, the freeze really hits. If you look at the long-term forecast today, well, yesterday really was the last warm day for a while. You know, even today is going to be the high of 50. In the 50s, right? After today, it's all going to be in the 40s. We're getting more seasonable type weather, right? More November-like weather. So definitely it's going to take a little bit of getting used to after having some really warm temperatures, but we're pretty much there, right? We are getting ready for winter because, as always, winter is coming. But it looks like, at least where I am, a lot of freezes are going to happen the next couple weeks. So if you haven't brought your plants in, bring them indoors, the ones that you want to, right, obviously. But a lot of you probably already have brought them in, got them ready for winter. This is the time to be ready, to get ready for that next season, right? So, do what you can. You know, you still got a couple days left of putting the winter riser fertilizer down if you haven't already. Right? We want to make sure that's taken care of. It's still a couple days. You know, the ground isn't frozen. It still can absorb into the ground. So definitely worth it. So. Now, if you take a look at some of our newsletter this week, it was kind of a little bit of a change here. We had some issues with our Constant Contact. Wasn't them, wasn't us. It was just a little bit of everything. So, a little bit different on it. Still looks great. Great information on it. You know, my mom ended up taking care of it. Spending hours on the phone trying to get this taken care of. So, some good information, some oldie but goodie type information, right? My father wrote this one years ago. We wanted to bring out of the archives some good information. So, that's on here. Definitely take a look at it and see what you can learn from it. Some good stuff. Some different ones, you know. The first one's really getting things ready for winter. And, you know, when I first saw it come out, I was like, oh, second paragraph, WD-40. Yep. Definitely written by my father. I mean, you actually look at the article and it's in the second paragraph, third paragraph, fourth paragraph, fifth paragraph, probably the eighth paragraph. Yeah, it's all over the place. Pretty good stuff, though. You know, hey, if you want to use WD-40, have at it. You can use some natural stuff. Really, up to you. We're giving suggestions here. That's what we do. If you want to use synthetic, organic, whatever you want to do. That's your life, not ours. But we're here to help you out with all of it. To help out with the garden. Everything along those lines. Now, hopefully, you know, hopefully a lot of the things that you have done are put to bed already. I noticed in the neighborhood a lot of people here have blown their leaves into their garden beds. You know, the planting beds around the house, all over the place, to try and help winterize the plants and help protect them, right? So, hey, if that's what you want to do, clean up the rest, have at it. You know, I'm noticing some people out there bagging it up. But when I say bagging it up, I should go over that a little bit more. I saw a bunch of people mowing the yards, right? With sit-down mowers, bagging it up, almost mulching it, really, and then putting it over the perennial beds. Either way, this way, you know, with the broken down, we're already starting to compost it a little bit. But putting it around the plants to protect them, nice, free, easy way. It's already there, right? You know, it's in the yard. You might as well reuse it. Some would say don't cut it up. Again, we talk about this all the time. Leave the leaves or rake the leaves. Up to you. Whatever you want to do. Sky's the limit. But we're here just to give suggestions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And at about 8:30 today, Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to be joining us. And we'll talk about that final winter application, some protolizer and ice melt. So we look forward to that. Again, like I said, about 8:30. So we got about a little over 2 hours before that. But there'll be some good information, as always, from Karen. To discuss a number of things, right? Like I said, ice melt, final winter fertilizer, and some protolizer. So we look forward to that. The rest of the show is up to you and how we want to go. Want to do question and answer? I can continue to talk, no problem. That's what I do, right? But we'll be here. We'll be here for the next 3+ hours. So plenty of time. Anyways, a little rain this morning, which is good. Get that started this morning. It's going to be off and on today. But you can still put that winterizer down today. Be fine to do. So that you can get it down before it freezes. Because the lawn still is technically growing during the winter months. I mean, it's not, you're not going out there mowing it, right? You're not going out there and doing a lot of things. It's really just the root system is, you know, getting everything where it needs to be so that it can actually rest during that period. And when spring hits, it's ready to go. And, you know, it's one of those things where if we miss the winter fertilizer, it's a good 6 months in between when the lawn was fed. And it's almost like it's starting over every year. So, you know, I'm telling you today, day or two, maybe 3 days left to put that last fertilizer down if you haven't, right? Also, right now, great time to put bulbs down, put them in. Ground's about to freeze. They go right into that dormant stage. It's a perfect timing. So definitely take a look at doing that as well. Now, in the meantime, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started here today. So we are around to help you out with all of your gardening questions. So definitely feel free to give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. It's, you know, it's been raining this morning, heavy raining, right? You know, had some heavy rain yesterday morning. It was crazy at one point. We couldn't even see outside our windows. And then as the day went on, it's sunny and 70-something degrees, right? I mean, it was a crazy day. Crazy couple days with the weather, but looking to get to that more winter type weather going forward. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes from here, right? You know, we'll definitely look forward to winter weather. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I enjoy the warmth, but at the same time, winter, the next season, that means the next season after that is going to be a good one, right? That'll be spring. So we got to go through some of those hard seasons, right, to get to the good ones. Anyways, I'm looking forward to the next season. I do enjoy some of the cold weather. But we should be getting ready, right, for that cold period. We talk about it the past couple weeks, but we put it on our newsletter this week just to remind people what's going on out there, what we should be doing this time frame, right? And so as we put on there this week, looking at, you know, getting things settled for winter. Right. Getting, you know, everything cleaned up, all of your shovels, your rakes, your pruners, your wheelbarrow, you know, all the way down to the hose reel. Right. So that way there's nothing sticking around, just being stuck to it. You know, this is the time to get that stuff done, right? Make sure, you know, everything is ready to go for that winter period. When I say ready to go, I mean, it's not really ready to go, right? It's ready to sit. But you understand what I mean. You know, get those things doing everything to be ready. So next season, right, when you get ready to use them, they're ready to go as well. And you're not, you know, cleaning off some of that dirt or cleaning off some of the rust. We're just getting everything ready. And, you know, as the article that my father wrote says, WD-40, hey, that's what you want to use. Have at it. But getting your pruners, everything along those lines ready is going to, you know, that's part of it. Getting the product cleaned up so that when you go to use it next, you do not have to worry about it as much. And that's really the goal here, to be ready for that next season and not have to worry about, you know, oh man, I got to get this serviced or I got to do this. No, but let's get ready now so that we can do it later. I said it a couple weeks ago, but if you haven't already, you should definitely start your snowblower, right? You should definitely look into getting that ready and making sure it works. Because what's going to happen the first time we have a snowstorm and it doesn't work? You're going to be using a shovel. And we know what shovels lead to. Those are back pains, everything. So get out there today if you have a set. If you haven't already and you have a second, you know, pull the cord. See if it starts up. See what you need to do. Try to get it serviced now if you have to. So it's definitely worth it. Anyways, we are here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we have plenty of time to answer your questions, and we can talk a little bit more what else to do during the winter, because if you read the article this week, it's about 12 to 15 paragraphs of information. One of our better ones, one of our lots of information, so definitely take a look at it. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
A Michigan pediatric hospital is reporting that it is completely full due to a surge of cases of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Hospital officials said that they are worried that this surge, coupled with an earlier flu season and a potential new COVID-19 wave, could put more stress on the healthcare system. Just the latest example of some hospitals across the country reporting that they have reached capacity due to a high number of RSV cases. New Mexico residents have voted in favor of a ballot measure that increases funding for early childhood education. The advocacy group New Mexico Voices for Children estimates that this will amount to about $150 million. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. We're talking, things to be doing for get ready for winter, right? So I had talked before the break, and I thought about this just a second ago, really. We talked about making sure your snowblower starts, all of those things, right? Well, might not make sense to do it today because a lot of times small engine repairs are going to focus really on, the snowblowers going forward. But you should almost get ready and get on that list to have your mower serviced as well, right? Maybe it's talking to them and saying, hey, let's, in between things when you're not as busy, can we service this for next year so it's ready to go? And see if you can get that set so that, like I said, the next season starts off, you are ready to go. So that is definitely something to be thinking about. A lot of you probably already looked at it a couple weeks, months ago, said, all right, I'm going to get my snowblower serviced because I know I'm going to need it. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. And that's kind of how it is, right? Anyways, these are some things we really can be thinking about, going forward, for the season. Let's see, what else can we be doing? One of the things that, you could look at doing, some of your granular powdered fertilizers, insecticides, those types of things, maybe, take them out. Take them, from where they are and put them in a plastic bag, like a big, trash bag, right? So that way, you can kind of seal it up, leave the moisture on the outside of the bag versus on the inside. And then make sure, maybe they sit on top of a bench or on top of a shelf a little bit higher. They're not on the ground because sometimes even if they're in the garage or in the shed, right, closer to the ground, they're more likely to freeze to something. above on a shelf, something along those lines, they have some more airflow around it, allowing for it to not completely get into that solid block, right? You know, sometimes dampness on the floor can bring out some of that, and that can happen. So something to think about. I would do the same thing with, like, your grass seed at the same time, putting that in a plastic bag, sealing it off, something like that, because you never know what's going to get into the garage or into a shed like that, especially during the winter months. Animals are looking for a home. They're looking to, you know, be protected. So definitely something to keep an eye out for and do. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Jackie's in Dragon.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Thank you. I'm wondering when I can cut back my mums now that they're dead.
Well, you can cut them back now that they've done that, now that they're dead, right? The idea is you don't want to cut them too early, right? Because of the, you don't want to try to promote new growth, that type of thing. But now that they've died back, they've kind of done their thing, you can cut them back and cut them to about 2 to 4 inches from the ground. And that would be something that I would look at, maybe, you know, the leaves from the yard blowing into that area, some salt marsh hay or straw, something along those lines. I mean, straw's not your best bet, just because it does have the weed seeds. But if that's all you got, it's something to protect it. You could even do mulch. You could do compost, anything along those lines. Maple leaves would be fine, right? The leaves, to be honest with you, leaves are not going to leave a lot of, like, issues, even though some of them might have, you know, some of them might say, oh, you know, they're better than others. It's just kind of like pine needles, right? Pine needles aren't going to make a major change in your soil.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to make it acidic, even though they, you know, they're very acidic loving plants. You're not going to all of a sudden have very acidic plants around it. So definitely, if you can use them, great. You know, it's free, right? They're there. You might as well use it instead of having to go out and buy compost, that type of thing.
Right. And you do say mulch also?
Yeah, you could use mulch. You could use compost. Anything along those lines just to get those first couple inches of the plant kind of protected for the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the only time of year that we want mulch over the plant, really, to cover it up and protect it. You know, most of the time, the rest of the year, we kind of say, you know, kind of keep that mulch away from it. But this is the time. It's just going to keep the temperatures the same throughout and allow them not to have that freeze-thaw effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely look at doing that now.
And it's supposed to be really cold coming this week, so I said, well, maybe I could do that today.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know it's not going to rain all day, but this morning is going to have some decent rain. So, you know, you definitely have time. I would do it today, so that way you can have it done and not have to worry about it.
Correct. Well, thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too, Jackie.
Yep. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day. And if you have any questions, you can call us. But it's, you know, it's raining right now. It's going to be off and on during the day. But I'm telling you, it's still a good day to get out there and get some things done in the yard. You know, the rain today's going to be a day where when it's raining, it's not as cold, whereas next week if it rains and you're trying to work out there, it's going to be frigid. So get it done if you can. I know, like I said, a lot of people were out yesterday, the day before, when it wasn't raining. You know, you drive around, you could hear the mowers finalizing some things, cleaning up. You know, I did that yesterday. I spent a couple hours trying to clean out the backyard. Although, It was fun to watch the dog run into the leaves and slide like she was in some sort of cop movie, like sliding over the front of the car. I swear, it was like every time right into the leaves. That was fun and all, but it was time for me to clean up that area so our backyard would be safe from, you know, all the insects that might be there, ticks, etc. Because they're still out there. I've seen a few here and there. It hasn't been as much as, you know, a couple weeks ago, but they're still there. So it's still active until really that ground freezes. I know we've talked with Karen before and Victoria when we were talking with her a lot, was that she'll spray until the ground freezes, until everything is done out there, because we don't want those insects out there with us, the ticks, etc. And if we can get rid of them now and then hit it again in the spring, we're going to really knock back the population going forward. So if we can kind of get it a couple times, and again, this next week is probably it, but you understand, like, we can kick it back now, slow down some of the process, and then when spring hits, hit it again. So, and if you have that product and you don't use all of it now, it's definitely okay to use again in the spring. You know, again, it's one of those ones where we want to store in an area where it's not going to freeze, right? You know, it's one of those things where, you know, in the article, if you've read the article, you know, we talk about all liquids, you know, especially the ones that are pre-mixed, because they're mixed with a little bit of water already, whereas the ones that are concentrated don't have that water in it, so it's just consistent. But the ones that are mixed, right, have water in the bottle. And so leaving those out, and, you know, say it's in a garage that's unheated or in a shed, it's going to freeze. There's going to be some water, more water added to the solution. And so what's going to happen is when you go to use it in the spring, it's not going to be the same amount of concentrate in there, right? Because there's going to be more water than there should be if it freezes. So best bet, you know, grab a box, put them all together in a box, and maybe bring them downstairs into a basement or into an area where they're going to be safe. You know, maybe it's getting a large Tupperware container, right? The idea, just in case any of it leaks, it's not leaking into a cardboard box and then it's sitting in there. We're in a, you know, if you use in a Tupperware container like that, you know, the big Rubbermaid, right? Not like the Tupperware, like kitchen, but the big Rubbermaid storage containers. That way, if something leaks, it's in that and it's contained, and we can get rid of it a little bit easier. Whereas if it's in a box or just on a shelf and something happens, it's a bigger cleanup. So this is a good way to do that, right? You know, going to, like we said earlier, the all of your outdoor equipment that you use, like your wheelbarrows, your fertilizer spreader, right? Like we said earlier, the hose reel. Everything should be washed and cleaned the best you can. That way, next year, it's ready to go, right? My father writes in this article, when it comes to the wheelbarrow, it actually, he says on these ones, it just made me laugh. It stopped because of the fact that he was so pro WD-40. I mean, that was his duct tape. But anyways, he says don't use it on a wheelbarrow. I mean, the guy says don't use his favorite thing in the world. That must have killed him. Anyways, he says use that Rust-Oleum metal spray paint and paint the bowl of the wheelbarrow to keep it clean, rust-free, all those things. It's just really funny how he put it. Anyways, I got a call on the line. We're going to introduce him right before the break. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's in Gardner.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Appreciate your show. I listen to it every Sunday morning.
Thank you. How can we help you today?
Well, that's kind of a strange question, maybe not. I had a whole bed of daylilies and hostas, and I was going to relocate them to another house that a friend of mine has, but we never got around to doing it, and they are all in 6-inch pots right now in my backyard. So I was wondering, what should I do with them? Can I leave them outside in the pots, or should I bring them in?
Well, so not a strange question at all, but I'm going to hit the break like I said. We can definitely take care of them, and there's a couple ways you can do it.
Okay.
We'll discuss that on the other side of the break, because it is something where, you know, you might think it's not doable, but it definitely is.
All right, great. I'll wait.
All right, so everybody else, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This summer, don't let the ground feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Karting Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Carolyn, and she had some daylilies, some hostas that she wanted to move. Never got around to it. Still in pots. Just wondering what to do. Well, it's actually easier than you think. It's not one of those things where you have to bring them inside, protect them, water them, do all those things. You can do that. That's fine. Or what you can do is take them, put them in an area, you know, maybe up against the house, by next to a shed, something along those lines where, you know, part of it, one side's really going to be protected. It's even better if you can have, you know, the corner of a house where you have two sides to protect it. But if not, just, you know, one side's fine. And get them all together and then cover them. You can cover them with leaves. You can cover them with mulch. You can cover them with really anything that you want to really protect them. But you want to make sure you do that nice thick covering on them. And you can leave them there for winter. One thing, you know, I might look at doing is, you know, the weather's actually going to change here in the next couple days, so it's good right about now, is usually we say wait until about Thanksgiving to cover everything up. Yep. Because about that point, that's when everything's frozen. But I'll tell you, just looking at the weather the next few, you know, weeks here, temperatures are going to start to drop. So I think we're almost there where you could do all of that. Okay. But definitely, you know, group them together and then just cover them. Okay. Again, even, you know, if you're blowing leaves in the yard,
yep,
blow the leaves right
over. I'm going to do that today.
Yeah, so put them in the corner that you're going to blow the leaves to and just cover everything with leaves.
Okay, yeah, that seems like it's going to be the simplest solution. And I've got a protected backyard. I've got a big stone wall, a stockade fence, and then the back of my house is about 15 feet wide. It's like a little cubby hole in there.
Yep,
so I can
perfect.
Just move them over there. I hate to say it. I've got about 100 of them. And so I've got my work cut out for me. And then I've got a bunch of leaves in that area, too. I'll just blow them right on top of that whole bunch.
Exactly. And then, you know, get it covered up and just check on it early spring. It just the reason being that I say check on it early spring is if the spring hits and we start to see some of the, you know, the animals kind of running around out there, you know, your squirrels, chipmunks, all those things.
Yep.
That's when we really want to get those leaves off there if you can.
Sure.
Because they're just going to jump in there and say, all right, free food. Let's
go,
you know.
Oh, yeah. They like those roots.
Yeah. So I just want you to make sure, like, you know, you protect it early spring. But I think you're going to be fine at this point. I mean, I looked at the temperatures. There's one temperature later in the week that could get below, like, below 10.
I saw that, and he said, well, it looks like I've got to do something. And then I said, well, I can call you this morning, and figured you'd have the answer for it. So I appreciate it. I have another question.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a big pot out in the front of my office, and it just has a dwarf arborvitae in it, but it's still small. And it was like 4 inches high. Now it's about 10 inches high. But around it, I put a whole bunch of petunias this summer, and they did really well. And then I pulled them all out, but now what's happening, there's got to be a couple hundred little petunia plants all growing in there.
Yeah.
And I was reading that you could save them for over the winter if I pulled those, you know, dug them out and put them in my basement. Is that something that's worth doing?
I mean, you can definitely try it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this spring when I was cleaning my front yard, there was actually one spot that there was a petunia growing, and I didn't put them in there. I didn't put them in there. So, you know, some of them might even just do that for you.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth trying it.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, was reading about it, and they said that if you just keep it cool, don't water them too much, and keep them in the basement, they'll sort of go dormant over the winter. I never realized that that could happen, but, you know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely possible.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I got nothing to lose, really.
But, no, exactly, and that's why I was saying try it out, because it can't hurt.
Sure, and I appreciate the help with the hostas and the daylilies. I'll give that a shot, and hopefully in the spring they'll still be great for transplanting.
Awesome. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Take care.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.